The entire day of the Dakota Innovation Research and Technology, or DIRT Workshop, was filled with farmers, ranchers, educators, and others sharing ideas and practices to improve soil health. During a panel discussion, Ag Intel Consulting President and agronomist Josh Messer said it is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about balancing soil health with crop production, especially in years like 2019.
How do we deal with a lot of these no-till fields that we don't want to till, but there's going to be some challenges with that moisture, the residue situation, things. So it's about getting a good head start. What can we do to get a good head start going into 2020? How do we get that crop out of the ground? How do we get it put in a timely fashion? And paying attention to the crops we're planting and the maturities that we're possibly planting. Maybe we have to roll that back a little bit, even more than we're used to.
Matt Nelson of Lakota, North Dakota, farms in a prairie pothole region. The main limiting factor for his farm is saline soils.
Due to water evaporation from our wetlands, we think that by covering them, by reducing our tillage, we can make that ground a little bit more productive. The challenge then is to do that in a wet environment. And so we take sort of a hybrid approach. Instead of being completely no-till, we throw some minimal tillage in there.
Also joining Nelson and Messer on the panel was McHenry, North Dakota farmer Tim Becker. The DIRT Workshop continues today in Fargo with discussions about salinity, fertility, intercropping, cover crops, and more, all on the agenda. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.